I've played football for over 25 years, all levels of the game, and never in all of those years have I been involved in a rivalry like the Kansas City-Oakland Raider football rivalry.
The most disheartening loss to the Raiders was in Kansas City in 70. We had a three-point lead with less than 2 minutes to go. Third and three or four. I remember the play. I told the huddle, I'm calling a sweep to the left, but I'm going to keep the ball. They had to stop us. If we make the first down, the game is over. I faked it, kept the ball, and got down the field. I had the first down, and I went down. But I knew against the Raiders, because you go down doesn't mean it's over for them.
The game is iced. It's over. The Chiefs have now won. They can run out the clock. But about what seemed like 10 minutes after Dawson was on the ground, here comes Ben Davidson, helmet first, and spears Dawson in the back. And what breaks out is years of frustration boiling over and this full-tilt melee.
And when that cleared, the official said, offsetting penalties, go back to the third down play. And we didn't make the first down and had to punt. And George Blanda kicked a field goal close to 50 yards to tie the game.
And it's good!
Had we won the division. The next time we played them, they beat us, and that was the end of our line right there.
It was a staggering, crushing tie because the Chiefs were so close, and they felt that rightly they should have won that game.
It's one of those games that I think is one of the key catalysts in creating the great Chiefs-Raider rivalry that we still enjoy today.
That was a personification of the rivalry. You could see the personalities of the two teams, but that was sort of the apotheosis, if you will, of the Chiefs and the Raiders.